the number of confirmed H5 bird flu cases has jumped from 33 to 52 in less than 24 hours. Australia's chief veterinary officer, Dr. Beth Cookson, says testing from the CSIRO has confirmed the presence of H5 bird flu in 19 greater crested terns from several locations along South Australia's southeast coast and Kangaroo Island. Local transmission of the variant among the native bird population has been confirmed in South Australia this week. CSIRO is also testing for the presence of H5 bird flu in a seagull found at Robe in the southeast of South Australia. Federal Environment Minister Murray Watt says it is reasonable to expect the number of the cases will rise.
We have been the last continent in the world to have bird flu reach our shores, and what that has meant is that it's given us time to work with industry, environment groups and the general community to make sure that we are well prepared. We've invested as a government around $113 million already in preparedness activities. You know, it's a serious matter, both for our wildlife and more generally. It's important to recognise that there have been no mass mortalities at this point reported, and also there's been no reported impacts on our poultry industry.